Now, this is wonderful, but it's also very difficult. So Krishna gives a level down, but this is Krishna's desire. He gives the next level down in text 9. My dear Arjuna, O winner of wealth, Dhananjaya, O Dhananjaya, O winner of wealth, if you cannot fix your mind upon me without deviation, if you cannot do what I suggested in the previous verse, my eva mana adatva, if you cannot fix your mind on me without deviation, then follow the regulative principles of bhakti yoga. In this way, develop a desire to attain me. Now, there's different ways of explaining this progression. Actually, Prabhupada explains it in a most merciful way, because he goes in Kali Yuga. He makes the simplest start of Krishna consciousness by saying, even if you can't do it, in text 11, Prabhupada will give in his purport that even if you have no, if you can't serve Krishna, at least do some unselfish work. At least do something unselfishly, and then your mind will get purified. And even though really that won't help you, but if your mind is purified, maybe then you'll be able to get some Krishna consciousness in your heart. The Prabhupada even, he brings it to the lowest level because he's preaching all over the world in Kali Yuga. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains these verses in another way, and Srila Baladev Vidyabhusan explains these verses in still another way, a different way. I'm going to explain them, the easiest way for me to explain them, the connections between them is following Baladev Vidyabhusan and explaining them in a little bit of a less merciful way than Prabhupada did. But we'll explain it in that way. This means, and what Krishna is saying here, is that the last verse in text 8, Krishna says you fix your mind on me, and if you can't do that, what you should do is by following the rules and regulations. What rules and regulations are these? The rules and regulations to always remember Krishna. So you, if you can't naturally, if you're not on that ashakti platform of attachment where your mind naturally is always attached to Krishna, and that is the difference between ashakti and the stage of ruchi. In ruchi, the mind wanders away from Krishna and you have to pull it back. And ashakti, the mind wanders to Krishna because you have attachment, ashakti. So if you cannot, if your mind isn't fixed on Krishna naturally, then follow the rules and regulations of always fixing your mind on Krishna. Prabhupada explains in his third point. In this verse, two different processes of bhakti yoga are indicated. The first applies to one who has actually developed an attachment for Krishna, which really refers to the previous verse, which is Krishna's desire. An attachment for Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, by transcendental love. And the other one is for those who have not developed an attachment for the Supreme Personality of Godhead by transcendental love. For this second class, there are different prescribed rules and regulations one can follow to be ultimately elevated to the stage of attachment to Krishna. That is the goal, attachment to Krishna. And to focus one's mind on Krishna is the means of attaining that goal. That is because that's the essence of sadhana bhakti. And actually there's a nice verse that Srila Rupa Goswami has composed in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Kritya sadhya bhavet sadhya bhav sadhya nitya vi nitya siddhasya bhavachya prakatam riti sadhyata. That the goal, basically this explains, that kritya sadhya bhavet sadhya sadhanadya vi, that the goal of the sadhana, of performing sadhana bhakti, is bhava bhakti. Prakatam riti sadhyata, that will manifest in the heart. The goal of sadhana is bhava. Now in the next verse, there's one comment by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. He calls, and it's interesting and it's clear why Krishna calls Arjuna Dhananjaya a winner of wealth, because he's encouraging him to win the greatest wealth. And what is the greatest wealth? Krishna Prema, which is what's being described here, fixing your mind always in Krishna with love. He's encouraging in that way. And Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakura says, "You are the Anuja, a winner of wealth, which you obtain by fighting. Now fight with your mind and obtain the wealth of meditation upon me." When one's mind becomes accustomed to thinking always of Krishna, one can thus attain Krishna. And what is the mind? So what is the method of fighting with the mind? Abhyas and vairagya. Constant practice and detachment. And lots of hearing about Krishna. Because by hearing about Krishna, naturally we become attached to Krishna. Why do we naturally become attached to Krishna by hearing about him? Because he is all attractive. Different from mind having to become attached to something impersonal which has no attractive qualities. Krishna is all, everything Krishna does is attractive. So therefore, the more we hear about Krishna, the more attracted to him we become. And if the mind becomes somehow or another averse to Krishna, and moving away from attraction to Krishna, and moving towards attraction to Maya, and so many topics with Maya, we can understand that is not good. We can understand there are notches developing, the heart is becoming covered. And what means probably we're getting bad association. Or committing offenses. Text 10. Now the next, so the first stage is always thinking about Krishna. Second is trying and practicing to always think about Krishna. Then the third stage is text 10. What even if you can't always practice? You know, if you're not that determined and pure to just practice. Bhagavan Vidyabhusana gives this comment by Arjuna by saying, "My mind flickers like the wind, and I don't have the strength to control it and focus it on Krishna by practice. What should I do then?" So here is the instruction, one level down. If you cannot practice the regulations of bhakti yoga for always fixing your mind on me, then just try to work for me, because by working for me you will come to the perfect stage. So this working for me, Prabhupada explains it in a very merciful way, as we'll read it in a moment, at the end of the purport, he explains it as Nishkam Karma Yoga, basically. And Srila Baladeva Vidyabhusana explains that this working for Krishna is engaging not in what you want to do, but what Krishna wants you to do. This is working for Krishna. Because your work is Krishna's work. So that means preaching, it means book distribution, it means deity worship, it means cleaning the floor of the temple room, it means taking care of the tulsi plants and stringing flower garlands. These really basic hearing, chanting, stuff like that. These really basic works in Krishna's service where one is surrendered to Krishna. So if you cannot practice the regulation of bhakti yoga, meaning that will fix your mind on Krishna, then work for Krishna. But by working for Krishna, you will come to the perfect stage. So note that in these verses, in 8, 9, and 10, each one of these verses tell the result of practicing on that level. So in 8, the result of fixing your mind on Krishna is you will always live in Krishna without a doubt. And in 9, the result of following the regulations, rules and regulations, but always remembering Krishna, the result is you'll develop a deep desire to obtain him. And if you develop a deep desire to obtain Krishna, then you will obtain him, because everything is based on desire. And then in 10, if you work for Krishna, surrender to Krishna, perform bhakti yoga for Krishna, do as Krishna wants, you will come to the perfect stage. And then, in text 11, first I want you to read the first word. I'll read the purport for 11 after we read, excuse me, for 10, that I want to read after I read 11 and explain a little about it. If, however, you are unable to work in this consciousness of me, surrendered to Krishna, or you work to Krishna, then try to give up all the results of your work and try to be self-situated. So this according to Baladivya Bhusan Prabhu, indicates Nishkam Karma, where you can't live in the temple and surrender and do what Krishna wants. So rather than doing that, you do what you want, but thinking that you're Krishna's servant and therefore you offer him all the fruit of your work. Prabhupada's proverb in 10 really applies to Baladevya Bhusan's explanation of 11, so I'll read that. The only difference is that in materialism one works for sense gratification. The same work, however, can be performed in the satisfaction of Krishna, and that is spiritual activity. If one has sufficient money, he can help in building an office or temple for propagating Krishna consciousness, or he can help with publications. There are various fields of activities, and one should be interested in such activities. If one cannot sacrifice the results of his activities, the same person can still sacrifice some percentage to propagate Krishna consciousness. But Prabhupada is so merciful and so practical. He's giving such practical instructions to humanity at large that if you can't always fix your mind on Krishna, then try to fix your mind on Krishna. If you can't perfectly fix your mind on Krishna, then live in the temple and do temple work. And if you can't do that, live outside and work for Krishna and renounce the fruit of your work for him. And if you can't live outside and renounce the fruit of your work for Krishna, at least renounce something for Krishna, a portion of the fruit of your work. But don't misuse your human life. And if you follow these principles, then you will become elevated. But when you do this, you should try to be self-situated. And what does self-situated mean? Krishna Nitya Das. I am Krishna's eternal servant. And therefore, in one sense, I'm not renouncing anything because everything belongs to Krishna. I cannot renounce anything because nothing is mine. So that is how we can understand up to this point in the progression. Baladev Vidyabhusana Prabhu explains, be like a lotus flower stem that has fibers inside. Deep inside your heart, the fibers of devotion with complete knowledge that you are my part and parcel, and I am the Lord. So just like the lotus stem is made strong and firm by the fibers, similarly we should be firm and strong in understanding that we are Krishna's part and parcel, Mamayavam Sam Jiva Loke Jiva Bhutasanatana, and that Krishna is the Lord and we should serve him. And this is our constitutional position. This is the strength, the fiber of our consciousness, the very substance of our consciousness. So, Prabhupada, in his purport to this 11th verse, so kindly makes a simpler stage even that one can at least stop being so foolishly selfish and thinking that your existence is the center of the universe, at least be a little charitable and perform some punya, or at least do something except take care of your selfish self, and that will gradually possibly help you. Even some community service, national service, sacrifice for one's country, social service, not actually recommending these things, but if you're so low but you can't do anything, at least do that, and then maybe you'll take a book or take some prasadam one day or say Hare Krishna. Or at least you say, oh, this book is, by the way, it is so nice, and that will start you on your way. So this is what Bhagavad Gita Bhusan recommends, explains. So this is actually Nishkam Karma that Krishna is recommending. Now this 12th verse is one of the most difficult verses in the Bhagavad Gita to understand.
Excuse me, but you just said the 10, but the 10 was Nishkam Karma.
I said the purport in number 10. Prabhupada, as I said, gives it down a bit lower.
But what is it according to Baladev?
That's not Nishkam Karma, but bhakti, living in the temple, doing activities such as gardening for the deities, tulsi, puja, worshipping garlands. Yeah.
So you were saying the results living in Krishna is therefore the results of the verses. You were saying in verse 8, the result is living in Krishna, result in number 10, deep desire for changing, and number 10 come to perfect state.
And there was no resolvation in 11. What indication does that give you? What do you think that means?
Well, I think I would like to be concerned.
Yes, we should come up.
Well, if it's Nishkan Karma Yoga, there would be a result.
Yeah, the result is actually explained in text 12. That's where the result is explained. Yeah.
His verse, he doesn't according to Prabhupada, is that Sakam Karma Yoga?
It's no yoga. No, it's Sarva Karma Yoga. It means there's no yoga in it. If you read Prabhupada's purport, that when one who is not even interested in the activities of Krishna consciousness gives charity to some hospital or some other social institution.
So just to understand, so I'm living in the temple and I'm making garlands every day. So I'm coming actually Karma Yoga.
No.
Oh,
11 is Bhakti Yoga, 10 is Bhakti Yoga according to Mohanay. Which means you're surrendering your activities to Krishna, not the results of your activities. So the surrender is in the activity, not just in the result. And 11 is the result.
Krishna
means like
all
the Sri Acharya
say.
Sri Acharya say,
isn't it?
Yeah.
So can Krishna mean all the same things at the same time?
Why not? What Krishna means is that you should fully surrender to him and fix your mind on him. That's what Krishna means. So he's giving different ways that you can do so, and the Acharyas through their own realization, their own preaching, are explaining it in different ways. If you want to think that there's only one meaning of anything, then you will be wrong. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur spoke on the first verse of the Bhagavatam for 3 months every single day. What did Krishna really mean when he spoke? What did Vyasadeva really mean when he spoke that verse of a few lines? They're unlimitedly expandable.
Someone can give any suggestion, well, as long as the Siddhanta is right.
And as long as you're an acharya, like Prabhupada or Prabhupada Vidyabhusan or Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur. For us people who are not so qualified in that way, we just follow them. But, I mean, not you. Yes. But we have to follow. You can give any explanation you like. As long as the Siddhanta is right. We follow the acharyas. That is our position.
In verse 9, the Prabhupada is brought the discrimination between Radha Kunda Bhakti and Vaidya Sannamasti.
No. He's discriminating between the sadhaka and the siddha, the practitioner and the perfect wala, the perfect person.
In general, in what is
this? It's confusing, huh?
Yeah.
How come I'm not confused about it? I'm obviously not a very good teacher, though. Good. Wait till I explain text 12 to you. Then you'll really become clear.
I don't understand this. If 10 is Bhakti, why is 9 not Bhakti? Is Sadhana Bhakti? What is 10? Is that also Sadhana Bhakti?
But it's on a different level. Sadhana is not any different level.
What
he's doing is fixing his mind on Krishna. That's
high level.
That's very high level. That's his practice, always fixing his mind on Krishna. That's not our practice of activity. Ours is working for Krishna, surrendering to Krishna.
Yeah. So you can think of this. In the other days, Prabhupada knew very little, if anyone had good ideas, and so Krishna, he would not be good and accept them.
He's encouraging everyone. You have to encourage people when you're preaching. Like Prabhupada said in the early days, if I tell you all the rules and regulations of deity worship, you would faint. In the early days, when we were living in the temple, we would sleep in the temple room, and the rule was you just had to get up before 6 o'clock. Because the first morning part of the morning program would begin at 7 o'clock. And it would end at 8 o'clock, the whole morning program. So Prabhupada was encouraging the devotees, encouraging. Just chant Hare Krishna, so nice. Just chant Hare Krishna, whatever you like to do, do it for Krishna. So nice, you're playing the guitar for Krishna, playing music, writing songs for Krishna, you've made a nice bookmark, it's all right, so nice, do it for Krishna, whatever you like to do for Krishna. But gradually, because why? Because the pressure to actually get something very valuable out of us, we need the pressure has to come. You said I can do whatever I want for Krishna.
Yeah.
That was not anymore. You're grown up now. Now you're older. You have to be more responsible and focus your life.
So what's your problem about it? A bit bush, agree on verse 8 and 9.
There's no disagreements. Don't speak like that. That they disagree. They use different. They have different explanations.
So what's your little quiet Prabhupada is pointing out quite place and time.
Good.
What people are able to do.
What he's teaching, because he wants to encourage. Everyone throughout the world, one Swami is my desire that every living entity in this world become Krishna conscious. So his mission was huge. These other Acharyas were dealing in a different culture, a very cultured, pure people. So sometimes the explanation is different. No. So we go on to 12 and I was just finished, okay. Now, this is very difficult to understand, but now you'll easily understand it. If you cannot take to this practice, now what does Krishna refer to this practice? He means, if you cannot focus your mind on me, which is what I really want you to do, my eva mana adhattva. If you cannot focus your mind on me, then engage yourself in the cultivation of knowledge. Now, he's first called the highest thing. Focus your mind on me. If you cannot do that, engage in the cultivation of knowledge. And he goes, moves to the bottom, which is jnana yoga. And that means impersonal realization, try to get that. The better knowledge, however, is meditation. It goes up a stage, because that's paramatma realization. And better than meditation is renunciation of the fruits of action, which is text 11, which is mercy. Because, and here is the result of this Nishkam Karma, because by such renunciation one will attain peace of mind. What is that peace of mind? That's been described already at the end of the fifth chapter of the Bhagavad Gita. Bhoktaram Bhagavata Sam Sarunam Sarabhutaram Yatramam Shanti Vichati. You will attain that peace, 529, which is Bhakti. So first, always be purely fixed in the mind on me. If you can't do that, either engage in jnana. And if you can't, and the better than jnana is meditation, on the super soul, better meditation is this bhakti of Nishkam Karma, which will bring you to the position of the highest position of fixing your mind on me. So Krishna here again is stressing this karma paramchara, renunciation of the fruits of work, because that is the practical level by which we preach. We preach to people to give up their work, and Krishna is preaching to Arjuna on this very, very practical work. No. Now you understand, otherwise it's very difficult to understand the verse. Because it goes up from the top to there and then there.
So this practice then refers to say state?
Anji. Yeah,
it's super.
summarizing, basically summarizing the whole up to the Bhagavad Gita from this point, including the first six chapters. Because this is the 12th chapter, the end of the... putting everything in perspective, summarizing the part of Bhagavad Gita up to this point.
I think sometimes it's sort of when you attain the love, when you're passing God, when you attain realization, then you move on to this yoga. Then when you attain realization, then you move on to this
bhakti. This is the yoga ladder, in the end of the sixth chapter, this yoga ladder is described. This is another progression that's being described here, so we can understand the perspective of everything.
So from that perspective, that it seems like instead of practice beyond before, if you're just trying to understand beyond and this yoga, it seems like it's better to practice beyond first.
You want to practice beyond before you practice mystic yoga, you're saying?
Go ahead,
yeah. I recommend you take it out. One time the devotee said to Prabhupada, wrote off a letter and said, since Brahman realization is before bhakti yoga, I think I'm going to, I want to go and become Brahman realized and then I'll come back. And Prabhupada's answer said, are you chanting your 16 rounds a day? And I said, no. I'm not sure what your question was. That's right.
I think in Prabhupada's purports, if I remember correctly, sometimes it's described that if one, instead of taking the path of bhakti yoga, it's like an elevator, and he instead tries to gradually rise step by step, and he starts on the jhana path.
Starts with karma, so the one thing is right at the beginning, the yoga.
Right, karma, when he attains real
karma, jhana, yoga, bhakti.
Right, gradually. So in that, if you weren't to take the elevator to bhakti yoga, it seems like it's better to start with karma.
Are you chanting your rounds every day? What do you mean it's better to start with karma?
No, you mean comparing to jhana. Start. If you're, say the person who's not following bhakti yoga, this Prabhupada talks about these things, that's what I think.
Say there's people who are practicing karma yoga, there's people who are practicing jhana. But when they read the Bhagavad Gita as it is, when they read the Bhagavad Gita, they'll see where what they're doing is in perspective of the whole search for the absolute truth. And not that they're going to think that now I should go like this. Because everything depends on association. So due to the association with the Mahabhagavata, they can jump right up onto bhakti. Not that they'll say, oh, now I should practice jnana because and then after 4 million breaths I'll be on the level of dhyana. No, they'll understand in perspective what they're doing. You follow?
Yeah. I understand that the intent of this preaching of Krishna, I understand that that's the intent, that's the perspective. I was just wondering, is it a relevant question to want to know in terms of the latest process of Rabbi's work works? If you're not following the path of bhakti yoga, to practice mystic yoga, do you first need to realize jhana to be able to do anything in mystic yoga?
Realize what?
Like in mystic yoga, it says...
Realize what? This could be yoga say. Realize what?
Jhana.
Jhana. See, there's a different statement. Astanga yoga has 8 different things. In the 6th chapter it explains when you can actually give up work. When you're on the jhana platform, it's called the yoga ruddha stage. So that's also explained. When you even if you're just practicing yoga, there's a time when you can't give up work. You still have to work until a certain time.
More than the Kami Yogis, the Kami is more elevated.
well, why is Krishna saying that it's better? They're
saying bhakti is better. When you're doing bhakti and you're answering the critical work, it's better than being a jnani. Because see, bhakti, that's nishkam karma, which is a combination of karma and jnana, karma on the jnana level. That's what nishkam karma is, knowing that you're a soul and acting, and yet acting. So you're acting on the jnana level, that's nishkam karma.
In verse 11, Krishna's blessing surrendering the fruits of one's work is the last resort.
As the, because of bringing bhakti, it's the lowest level on bhakti.
But in verse 12, he uses the same term, karma, 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 but his blessing is the highest.
So his blessing is the highest on the lowest part of bhakti.
This is the start of bhakti.
Yes.
So just wanted to confirm, the highest on the lowest part, is that nishkam karma?
It's the lowest on the highest step. So it's like being someone else may be walking up the stairs and up to here. And you may be on the elevator and you're up to here. So who is more fortunate?
You are.
So it's just very quickly, even though it may appear that he's more detached or enhanced.
Can I just ask? So somebody who is engaged in karma yoga, he will be better than a jnani striving for Krishna realization.
If a person is engaged in Krishna consciousness,
but that's karma yoga, that's giving someone starts to
Krishna. If his desire is
yoga,
listen, if his desire is Krishna, then he's better. If his desire is Brahman, nothing. Last question. They can go, they get a choice where they want to go, depending upon their realization and depending upon their association, which really everything depends on. They can Patanjali yoga, their goal is to merge within the body of the Lord. So that is considered the worst. But even if they didn't know about the form of the Lord, they still want to merge. And then some of them will go to Brahman, some of them will go to Vaikuntha, depending upon what their desire is.